everybody. Welcome to Happy Healthy You, the podcast. I'm Connie Bowman, and today we're talking Happy Healthy Holiday Survival Tips with Stephanie Dignan, a.k.a. the Boot Camp Girl. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me, Connie.
I love having you on the podcast because you are just a no-nonsense trainer. You are a yoga instructor. Everybody has personal attention from you, and you really encourage us to set goals and stick with the plan. And, you know, we eat healthier, we exercise regularly, we do so many happier and healthier things because of you. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you feel that way. I'm glad you've gotten so much out of the program.
I have. Well, you know, under your tutelage, I have run my first, now I've run four half marathons.
And
I'm so excited about that.
And it was so amazing to run with you for part of that.
Oh, that's right.
Half marathon. How fun was that?
Yeah.
I popped up on you.
Thought I was going to die at the end because you made me run so much faster, but that was awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So just being in your presence helps me be happier and healthier, as it does all of your boot camp students. So check out our website, thebootcampgirl.com. Yes. So let's talk about healthy holiday survival tips, because the holidays are lethal for us. If we're trying to maintain our fitness program and eat healthy, I mean, it's challenging, don't you think?
It is. It can be very challenging. And my first tip would be to have a plan in place.
Yeah, you're really good about that. Okay. So what kind of a plan? I mean, we want to keep up with what we're doing, but
yes.
I mean, is it possible to keep upping our game during the holidays, or is that just too much to expect of ourselves?
You can always be upping your game. And one way to do that is to maximize your intensity during the time you do work out.
Oh, yeah.
Because you may not have the time to work out longer. But if you could push harder during that time or use heavier weights, or really just say to yourself, I'm focused right now on this workout and I'm going to make it the best workout ever, you could burn a lot more calories and get a lot more out of it than you normally would.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes when you do have just a limited amount of time, you can get a lot more out of it.
You can get amazing results. I mean, even on my website, we have 9-minute workouts where you just go in, you work out as hard as you can. If you don't have an hour that day, that's okay.
Yeah.
Eliminate all or nothing thinking.
And now there's all these new little gadgets and apps and things. So when you're shopping, you're counting your steps, and you can really keep track of the calories you're burning, and
yes,
and the calories you're taking in. So let's talk about food. I mean, food. Oh gosh, we're doing our best, right?
Right.
And how can we maintain a healthy diet during the holidays when there's so many temptations out there?
Well, like I was saying, have a plan. So let's first say, for example, you're going to a party. Mm-hmm. You know there's going to be a lot of tempting food there. My first suggestion would be to have a healthy meal before you go to the party.
Good idea.
To fill yourself up so when you get there, you're not starving, because people will have a tendency to overeat when they're hungry to begin with.
Right.
I think most people think, oh, well, there's food at the party, I don't need to eat. My suggestion is have a healthy meal, fill up. That way when you get there, you're not going to tend to overdo it.
Okay, and I'm really a rules person. If you tell me not to eat sugar, I'm not going to eat sugar. I'm just going to say it. So are there certain rules? Like, I mean, do you believe in complete restriction of sugar?
Sugar is very addictive. And I've actually been experimenting with a lot of recipes that have no sugar, that use dates and bananas and other natural foods. But it's so sweet that you don't miss the sugar.
Yeah.
So find healthy alternatives so you can kind of satisfy that need for a treat without having to go to the sugar.
Natural sugar.
Natural sugar instead of added refined processed sugar.
And we're actually going to make a little video of that a little bit later.
Yes.
I'm excited to try this recipe that's coming up, so stay tuned for that. How about alcohol?
Well, alcohol is really going to be messing up your fitness if you're, mm-hmm, especially if you're overdoing it. So you really want to limit that. I would say, if you feel like you need to go out and have a drink, drink a glass of water first. Drink it really slow before you have the drink, the alcoholic drink. And if you're going to have a drink, try to limit the calories of the drinks that you do have. Remember, it's not just about the calories in the drink. It's also about the impact of the alcohol on the body.
It does lower your metabolism somewhat.
Right. That's what the research is saying. Lowers the metabolism.
That is a bummer. Okay. All right. So we're going to plan ahead. We are going to eliminate sugar and as much alcohol as we can.
Yes.
We're going to do our best. And let's talk about stress reduction during the holidays, because stress also increases the cortisol levels in our bodies, right?
Can
you talk about that a little bit?
It increases your cortisol level. Your body has a tendency to hold on to fat, especially around your midsection, because it's trying to protect your internal organs mm-hmm. from danger, because it recognizes that as danger. So your stress in modern times may not be like physical danger, but the body reacts that way, and it's trying to protect itself.
And so how does that create fat in the
body? So basically your body is holding on to that fat because it's trying to protect itself, using the fat to protect the internal organs.
Wow.
So the more relaxed you can be, the more you'll be able to burn off the fat.
Yeah.
So even if you could take a minute or two in the morning and just close your eyes, feel yourself relaxing a little bit, feeling the stress release.
Focusing on the breath.
If you could do that when you're feeling stressed, like just take a minute and do that now and again, that might make a big difference. And it's not something that's overwhelming
right.
to take a minute.
And even better, you're a certified yoga instructor. So
yes.
taking a yoga class every now and then can change everything.
Highly recommended.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about yoga and what it's meant to you and in your life. Maybe someone will be inspired to try it perhaps for the first time.
Yoga is an amazing experience. I mean, it's a 5,000-year-old practice.
Yeah.
So when you look at it that way, you know, people have been doing this for 5,000 years for mind, body, and soul. And, I mean, it relaxes your body. It relaxes your mind. You feel more connected. It's amazing what it can do for your strength, for your peace of mind, your flexibility. It can help prevent injuries. So if you're someone that's very active, try to add in the yoga to balance all that out. Because if you're not taking care of all those other things, eventually you'll probably get injured.
And think about going to a family party where some of the stress of being with family, and some people find that stressful.
Very stressful.
Take a yoga class right before. Why not? And then you'll enter that family situation and be the calm amidst the chaos.
Right. And maybe you can even get one of your family members to come with you.
Oh, what a great idea.
Maybe
I love that.
Start a new tradition.
Also important to get enough sleep. They have some new studies out that getting the proper amount of sleep can actually help lose weight, help people maintain a healthy weight.
Because once again, if you're not getting enough sleep, it's a cortisol issue. It's like the stress response. So it has kind of the same impact, and absolutely you need to sleep because it's going to catch up with you if you don't.
Yeah, yeah. It's even more important during the holidays when you're rushing around and
Think about taking care of yourself first. If you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anything else.
Good. Good message for women out there. We women. So let's talk about goal setting, because that is one of the most important things I think I've gotten from you during my couple of years I've been coming to boot camp. You're really good at holding us accountable and making us set realistic but tangible goals that we can really follow through with. Talk about how you actually have your students verbalize their goal.
One thing we do is have people in the boot camp talk about their goals before we even start the workout.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's just say in your case, you had a goal of doing a half marathon. And when you put that out there and you talk to people about that, it makes you a little bit more committed to it.
Because mm-hmm.
you've got other people asking you that next week, they might say, oh, how's that? How are you doing working on that half marathon goal?
Right.
And verbalizing it is really important because we have in our mind what we want to do, but that's not as powerful as saying it and writing it down. Write it down somewhere, talk about it, and have it somewhere where you can see it.
Like
a vision board.
Good one. Yeah, vision boards are great.
Vision boards,
And you don't like it when your students say, I'm trying to. That's not the right way to verbalize it. So what is the correct way to verbalize your goal?
What I've learned is that when people say they're trying to do something, it's another way of getting off the hook of actually doing the work.
Yeah, it is really.
It's kind of like saying I'm not really doing it. So I want people to be stating that they are taking action on something. So someone might say, my goal is to lose 5 pounds before the end of the month versus I'm trying to lose 5 pounds. There's a difference.
It's much more powerful, isn't it?
It's more powerful.
Yeah. And you've had some real success stories in boot camp.
Yeah, a lot of weight lost.
It's awesome. So when we're setting these goals, you know, a lot of people look to the new year and they say, oh, I'm going to get through the holidays and then I'm going to set the goals. So your philosophy is why wait, right?
Why wait? And when you're always putting it into the future, it's never in the now. And it always needs to be in the now, because once January hits, you might say, you know, I'm so busy catching up from the holidays. Let me put it off for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, there's always a way to procrastinate.
There's always a way to put it off. So the best time to start is now. The sooner you get into the good habits, the sooner you're going to be where you want to be and to stay there. Because it's not just about losing weight. My goal is to get people to lose weight and stay there and find the habits that get them there and keep them there.
Right. And it doesn't matter so much what you choose to do. If you're a runner, you can run. If you, you know, do some cardio, do some weights. But just make your plan, like you said, and stick to it. Show up. Commit to it.
I
think even if you have a day where you haven't eaten everything the way you would like to, you haven't eaten as healthfully, then get back up in the morning and
Absolutely.
Start right over. Start again. You know, tomorrow's another day.
If you mess up in the morning, you get up the rest of the day, make the rest of the day great. Don't wait until the next day or the next week or the next month to get back up.
Yeah.
Get back up right away. If you had a bad Friday night, make Saturday and Sunday great. Don't write off the whole weekend and wait till Monday.
Right.
It's really important. Because that kind of goes along with all or nothing thinking, where people will say, oh, the whole weekend's ruined. Let me wait till Monday.
Yeah.
Or the whole month is ruined. Let me wait till next month. You want to just get up as soon as, if you can get into the habit of getting back on track sooner, you're going to get to your goals sooner.
Yeah. It's sort of illogical that we do it that way, but we all seem to do that. So, and drinking water, all the same rules apply, right? Drink water, eat breakfast.
Absolutely. Yeah. Eat breakfast, drink a lot of water. Find healthier recipes like the one we're going to show today.
Yeah.
That you can bring to parties, you can share with other people, and you can have for yourself as a treat. So when you're tempted to have a bad holiday treat that you know is really high in calories, because some of those treats could be 1,000 calories or more, which is unbelievable. Find something healthier.
It takes a long time to burn off 1,000 calories, doesn't it?
That's
a 10-mile run.
That's a 10-mile run.
Yeah.
Just look at it that way, and maybe you won't have the appetite for it if you think, oh my God, I've got to go run 10 miles if I eat this.
So every year, my cousins, my family, we have this cookie exchange. And every year, I'm like, I don't like making cookies because if they're sitting around, I'm going to be the one that eats them. My husband is annoying. He doesn't eat any sweets. That's one thing about him. He's not a big fan of vegetables and, you know, a lot of the things I put on his plate, although he will eat them begrudgingly. But he doesn't like sweets. And so if I make them, they sit on my counter and then I'm like, well, they can't go to waste. So talk about...
Find healthy cookies.
Find healthy cookies. Okay, this thing we're going to make today, this thing I say.
What we're making today could be like a substitute for cookies. It's little, you know, pumpkin balls, but we can substitute that for cookies. You can bring that with you and say, these are my cookies this year.
These are my cookies.
These are my cookies, and I'm sharing them with you.
Yeah. Proudly. Proudly, I'm going to say that.
Yes.
Okay. So these things, I keep calling them things, but they are no-bake pumpkin energy bites. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll have the recipe on your website, right?
Yes, I'll post the recipe for you guys.
And your website, again, is?
Thebootcampgirl.com.
Yeah, easy to find.
I'll post it on my blog, and it'll be under nutrition.
Okay, well, I'm inspired to get through this holiday happily and healthfully. Thank you, Stephanie Dignan, and I'm looking forward to making these energy balls. Is there anything else you want to add? Any last words of motivation?
I would say during the holidays, find active things to do with your family that come into town. Like, I love it when people bring their out-of-town family to boot camp, because that way you're still getting your workout and you're encouraging them, and make that a new tradition. Go for hikes, do fun things outside. It doesn't have to all be sitting at the table.
Ice skating,
hiking. I mean, there's so many wonderful things to do that are active. Instead of sitting around eating, you could be out having a good time, getting your energy back.
Take a walk around the neighborhood and look at the Christmas lights.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's 5K runs all the time. You can do those things and make that your new holiday tradition.
I love it because every activity adds up. They add up. The calorie burn adds up. Thank you, Stephanie. Okay, everybody, watch our video and go to Stephanie's website. And happy, healthy you, and happy holidays. Happy holidays, Stephanie.
Happy holidays, Connie.